This is the Morning Pre-Flight, here with Tommy and to Jim. My right, Jim.
Hey.
Joining us in the studio now is one of our returning volunteers. Well, intern, now
former
volunteer.
Former intern, now volunteer.
Justice. Good morning, Justice.
Good morning.
So you, a couple weeks ago, you reached out to me and talked about you wanted to do something different. You wanted to do some kind of specific, you know, newsy type, man on the grounds piece. And I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
So, what are we calling this, by the way?
We're going to call it Plane People.
I like it.
Like, yes. Aeroplane People. Just to make that clear.
Yeah. my suggestion was Plain Old People, but that would come off wrong. Plain Old, like O-L-E.
Right.
Plain Old People.
But I don't, yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. We'll probably, just get to talk to basically anybody that's here on the grounds, and because everybody has a story, so we're gonna talk to them about that.
Cool,
very good.
Yeah.
So, what kind of things will you have for us thus far?
Right now, we got this guy named Bob. He was just hanging out over on the flight line yesterday when I was walking around, and I struck up a conversation with him and just learned a little bit about him and how long he's been here. He's been coming since the 1980s or so. And just learned a little bit about him and his plane. He's got a pretty cool plane. And we're going to be posting, in addition to these audio pieces that we're doing here on the radio, we're going to be posting, you know, pictures of everybody on our Facebook page, too. Should be good.
Very cool.
Do we want to play that one right now?
Go for it.
Yeah, this is Bob Rumbaugh.
All right. My name's Bob Rumbaugh. I'm from Gambier, Ohio. I've been coming to near Venture now for several years. I've not missed a year since 1988. I came a few times previous to that. My older brother flew a lot, and he brought me here in 1972. That was my first trip up here. I think I was 13 years old at that point. Typically, drive my pickup truck and pull my camper up. This year, I decided to fly up. It's my 30th year of flying, so it's kind of a celebration of sorts for me. What I'm flying is a 1955 Piper Pacer. It started out life as a tri-pacer, and I went through the conversion to the 22/20. There's two of us on it together. We've been co-owners in this airplane for 25 years, and previously we had a Taylor craft, so we've been co-owners in airplanes now for 30 years. The gentleman I owned the airplane with, him and I grew up together. We were neighbors, and their family was aviators, his dad and himself, so took an interest at a young age, and it stuck with me. You know, I've been coming here for a lot of years, and I have struck up a lot of good friendships up here, and the air shows, and just being around aviation for a whole week. Probably one of my favorite years was, it's been a while back, I believe it was 91, when they had all the air racers here and the GBs and stuff, and that was quite interesting, and getting an opportunity to ride in the tri-motor also, that's been pretty much a highlight for me.
All right, so if I remember correctly, did we ride in the tri-motor a couple years back?
Yes. Oh, that you were really here cool. That year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of our hosts, Eric White, who's on the traffic jam, known as the Weasel on Air, but he was flying, at least that year anyway, mm-hmm. He was one of the pilots for it, and he said, you know what, we've got an empty boat, it was toward the end of the show,
it was an early morning flight.
Yes, very early.
Right in the end of the week when they had an open slot, so they packed them with our interns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so cool. That tri-motor is definitely one of the highlights for me last time I was here. That was 2013, I believe.
Yes, I believe that's right. Very cool aircraft. Made an appearance in a number of movies. I believe that, really? Is that the one that was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
I don't know.
Because they do have that one around. They do fly that. Yeah. So they have two of them. They operate for those flights, and one of them is the actual aircraft that was in that film.
Oh, wow.
EA just totally rebuilt and refurbished that plane too. I mean, they did a complete teardown, like not just giving it an annual, but no, we took everything apart that could come apart, and in full inspection of every joint and every spot. They were shooting radar or not radar, X-raying every part. You know,
gotcha.
You know,
just rims look for and pinning stuff. And all that stuff on the internet.
I mean, that's awesome. It is back to essentially brand new right now.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to ask you guys, kind of about your EAA AirVenture Oshkosh experience, because I don't know, you guys are on the air all the time, but you're not really talking about yourself so much.
well, probably more than we should. But probably, yeah.
So yeah, how long have you guys been going? I know that it's been quite a while for some of us.
Well, yeah, this is my 37th consecutive year here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not.
I started here when I was 4.
All right. Yeah.
So, I've been volunteering now for 23 years in some fashion. Not all of it with EAA radio, though. I did a lot of time out on the flight line security out there. Aircraft greeters, that's probably one of my favorite things that I've volunteered doing. So when the planes land and pull into their camping spaces, we go up to them, welcome to Oshkosh. Here's where the closest shower house is. Here's a tab to hang on your prop to get fuel. Do you know where to go register your aircraft? Have you closed your flight plan? Make sure your ELT is off, and you know, things like that. And you know, you get stories about, you know, where'd you fly in from? You know, I had somebody that had flown in from Alaska in a Cessna 185. You know, they're telling me the stories of how they got here, and you know, that was a great time. You know, I've done a lot of miscellaneous stuff, but I started volunteering before we were technically supposedly able to volunteer. We were. It used to be you had to be 16 or older to volunteer.
Okay.
Now there's some accommodations for younger, but yeah, I was significantly less than that, and I convinced my dad to falsify some certain documents so that I could get out there and volunteer. And then the next year, you know, it was a small community, right? So then we're like, okay, wait a minute, how old did we tell me we were last year? Okay, so that means this year you would be okay.
So you come across as the most unethical, immoral person on this program.
I was doing it for the right reasons, though, man.
Between this and your takeoff revelations, too, yeah, I'm a little worried.
How about you, Tommy? Did you've been coming for quite a few years now, right?
Yeah, I was just doing some math, which is always great to do on the air. So I was trying to do it in my head, but I think this would be my 8th consecutive year coming here. I've been volunteering remotely for a couple more than that, but my first year I came up, just came for a day or two, and I actually helped, if you remember, Tim Valley build the studio in the sky, as we used to call it. That was the first year that we broadcast from the second floor of the old building.
Okay.
And just kind of got hooked. I came the next year and kind of de facto ended up running the production room, because I was already doing all the IT work and the setup for like the previous 2 years. And then the following year, after Bernard Al, who was the station manager along with Jim at the time, took a job with EAA. And while that sounds great, the disadvantage to that as a volunteer is if you work for EAA, you can't also volunteer because you're working.
Right.
So he asked if I would basically step up, much to Jim's dismay, I think.
Yes. Now we've got Tommy.
Yeah, well, I'm paying for it now because Jim just makes me do everything. So. But so yeah, I got hooked, and I kind of grew up around planes. Okay. My dad was in the Air Force for 30-some years. I think honestly, outside of the hospital, the oldest picture my parents have of me is me sitting in the pilot seat of a C-130, just wrapped up and can't even, like, he had to prop me several times. Apparently, I kept falling over.
Nice.
So I've always been around them, but I know more of the military aircraft. I won't say I'm more comfortable down there, but I'm certainly more aware of what's around me down there. Okay. I've been learning general aviation aircraft over the years.
I've been involved in aviation, you know, from forever. We have an airfield on our farm in northern Minnesota where I'm from. My dad's an IA mechanic and a flight instructor, so we would fly out of our field right there. We had planes on the farm, you know, all the time. Going in and out of there, and one of my earliest memories of flying was in my father's Cessna 140, which is the plane that I soloed in. And you know, Cessna 140 is a small two-person aircraft. But I can remember my first experience flying that plane was he would give us the, you know, he would give me the access to the yoke, and I'd grab it, and I remember it being about as wide as my shoulders, you know, and to be able to go up. I had to put my feet up on the radios and push to pull. And then when I wanted to go down, I had to put my foot back on the seat to push. You know, and it, for years and years, we'd fly around, and, you know, Dad would work the rudders because I couldn't reach them. But, you know, so that I've had my hand in aviation for a long, long time.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. And this is just, this place is an extension of that. And he came here pretty much, a lot of years. I can still remember the year he didn't take me when I was 3, watching him flying away in our Cessna 170, crying and pissed that he left me. So
since then.
Since then.
So when you were 4.
When I was 4, since
till
then.
Till now.
Yep, I convinced him to take me, and I've been here every year since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
It is. It is. And it turns into a family reunion of sorts, of actual family that are here and come and join us, and kind of the Oshkosh family that we see here every year.
Right. Yeah, that's what Bob brought up, too. He was like, I made a bunch of friends out here that I only see during Oshkosh.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
And that's how the place works. I think it's how it's supposed to work. So we're continuing that. My daughter's been here since they were born. My oldest is now 11. This is her 12th air venture. She came here when she was 6 weeks old.
Wow.
So, and that's true of the rest of my kids as well. So... that I'm continuing to pass that on down, and this is a major thing that they look forward to every summer.
Nice. So I think I got one last question here for you guys. Of all the aircrafts that are here on the grounds, if you could fly one of them one time, what one would it be?
Oh. It's going to be a Warbird of some flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad flew a P-51 once. That was pretty cool. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a Warbird for me, too. Although, I wouldn't mind... I'm gonna go up in the water bomber too, but
yeah, I'm gonna go Corsair.
So I'm gonna go, because this is kind of, you know, just growing up in the Cold War, I'm gonna go F4.
Yeah,
I really like those. The Phantoms are just really cool aircraft to me. Mm. I know they're not the fastest, they're not the sleekest, they're just so interesting looking.
I've be the noisiest.
Yeah, that too.
Now I'm gonna cool go stuff. With the F4U Corsair.
That's a cool aircraft.
Preferably G model with a big engine, but yes. That would be one. I mean, the nothing against the P-51s, because I'd absolutely dearly love that, but the sleekness and look and the grace that Corsair has in the air is just something that I've always wanted to get my hands on.
Nice. I think for me, after seeing that video of the water bomber landing yesterday,
yeah,
I'm kind of in love.
Nice. I can imagine. Hey, thanks, Justice. I appreciate it. We look forward to more plain people tomorrow.
Yeah, every morning, 7:30.
Here on EA Radio, you're listening to The Morning Pre-Flight.